When John appears to himself as John, which he does, this appearance is John's ordinary appearance. When he grasps at himself as John, this is ordinary conception. Okay, so John is observing John's body, and he's saying, oh, that's me. So his ordinary appearance is John's body. He's conceiving John, oh, that's me. This is the root of his suffering. This is the root of his problem. He's identifying himself in a way, he's doing it in a way, that, in a particular way, that makes him suffer. When Geshe-la was giving his teaching, at this point he just stopped, he just laughed. He said, it's complete ignorance. He said, you know, imagine John dies and then he takes rebirth as a donkey. And then he's looking at the donkey aggregates, thinking, I'm a donkey. That's what we do, isn't it? We take some aggregates, human, animal, hungry spirit, whatever we take, and then we impute ourselves on those aggregates. Oh, that's me. Because those aggregates, our body and mind, are always contaminated by delusion of self-grasping ignorance. They're produced from ignorance. Yeah, they give support, say, to ignorance, and they depend upon ignorance, and so forth. They can't do anything else but produce suffering. You know, how to me, when we clearly understand this, we'll see how really insane we are to want to cling to a basis of imputation that only gives rise to pain and suffering. That's all these aggregates do. They don't give any happiness at all. Real happiness comes from wisdom. Real happiness arises from wisdom. These bodies and minds that we presently have arisen from ignorance, the opposite. It can only give rise to suffering. So here he says, ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. Both are the root of John's suffering, both of them. Yeah? We should apply this example of John to ordinary appearance and ordinary conception of all other living beings, including ourselves. Ordinary appearance is the main obstruction to the attainment of enlightenment. Ordinary conception is the main obstruction to the attainment of liberation, known as nirvana. So these two, we call them the two obstructions, don't we? This, according to Tantra, ordinary appearances, obstruction to enlightenment; ordinary conception, obstruction to liberation. Things appear to us to be ordinary, therefore we'll never get enlightened. We believe that those ordinarily appearing things are true. We think, oh yeah, it's an ordinary chair, it's an ordinary microphone, I'm an ordinary person. That's an obstruction to our liberation. Never attain the permanent inner peace of liberation by clinging to that mistaken identity. So for tantric practitioners, their principal objects of abandonment are ordinary appearance and ordinary conception. Principal objects. So the main object of abandonment for a tantric practitioner is these, ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. Their principal practice is the practice of generation stage and completion stage, through which they gradually reduce and finally abandon all ordinary appearance and conception completely. Yeah, so anyway, this is what those people who are practicing Tantra, particularly highest yoga Tantra, you know this, you know that your generation stage practices, generating yourself as an enlightened being, Haruka Vajrayogini, whatever, guru deity, this is a way to overcome ordinary appearance. Yeah, and thinking, I am that deity, I am Haruka, I am Vajrayogini. That is the way to overcome ordinary conception. You're no longer identifying yourself mistakenly. You're identifying yourself in a way that's going to give rise to pure happiness. And we would say that's correct. That's correct to do that. If you want to, you can say it's correct to impute yourself on these contaminated aggregates. You can say that. On one level, it's valid to say, I am Kenrab. I've been named Kenrab. You know, these aggregates are okay. But these aggregates are impure, so therefore I'll continue to suffer. So why do I want to cling to them? Why do I want to belligerently hang on to this identification of myself in such a way that gives rise to suffering? That's deep ignorance, isn't it? Once I understand the reason for my suffering is clinging mistakenly to this wrong identity, then I can say, okay, I want to give it up. I want to become pure being like Haruka Vajrayogini. And that is what happens We're trying to do this in our tantric sadhanas. We're trying to do this in our daily meditation practice. When we rise from those meditation practices, we try to hold the recognition of ourselves as the deity and our environment as the Pure Land of the deity. We try to hold that recognition. But of course, what appears to us is ordinary, isn't it? And so probably many of you know that very quickly we can return back to ordinary appearances and ordinary conceptions, believing this is an ordinary table, this is an ordinary chair, you are an ordinary person, here I'm an ordinary person, and so forth. And so all day long, if we're not careful, we undo the good work that we've done in our short meditation practice, trying to identify ourselves correctly for a half hour or an hour, 2 hours, whatever time you do, then the rest of the time, ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. So of course, big problem, big, big problem. And what many people have tried to do in the past is to somehow, as I'm speaking now to those of you exclusively who are practicing Tantra, some people try to sort of transform their perception in some way. For example, going for a walk in the woods, you know, if you see animals hunting each other, people think, oh, this is the charnel grounds of Haruka's mandala. I must generate renunciation for samsara. Thinking like this. So this is incorrect. This is not the correct way to practice in the meditation break. If we're seeing animals hunt each other and kill each other, then yes, that's ordinary appearance. There's no way we can ever transform that into a pure appearance. There's no way we can think this is the charnel grounds. What we're trying to do is plaster on top or just stick on top of a samsaric appearance of ordinary appearance. We're trying to stick on top some pure appearance. Geshe calls it mixing ordinary appearance and pure appearance. It'll never work. So in our daily practice, what do we do if we're constantly seeing these ordinary appearances? What do we do to stop ordinary conception, which for us is the most serious problem at the moment? Believing in the existence of these ordinary things, that's more serious than the ordinary appearance. What do we do? Geshe-la said this. He said, outside the session, when you're not in your tantric session, and you're not able to hold yourself as the deity in your mandala, you can't do that, ordinary things are appearing. He said, outside the session, remember that the things we normally see do not exist. We remember to not believe that mistaken appearance is true or ordinary appearance is true. Okay? So that's what we must do to keep our mind free from ordinary conceptions. We stop believing in the existence of the things we normally see during the day. We just stop believing. It's appearing to us. We can't stop that right now. We can't stop the appearance, but we can stop believing in it. We can think, although it's appearing to me, it doesn't exist. We can practice illusion-like emptiness. Or we can think, although it doesn't exist, it's appearing to me, and practice illusion-like appearance.